Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley. He's the author of The Microscript Rules. You got to have that book if you want to learn how to brand. He's the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. He's the purveyor of the new podcast, The Brand Brothers, and it's all about bringing branding back to Main Street, right, Bill?
That's right, making branding great again, fighting the forces of evil.
So let's talk to us about what small business owners need to know about branding in the 21st century, in the digital age.
Well, like we were saying before we broke off, you know, there's big companies have so much money, and they've got wielding so much power, and the frightening thing is that it seems like they can overwhelm small businesses and put them more at a disadvantage than they may already be at.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of small businesses with the regulations and everything, you know, I don't care what your politics are. There's too many regulations on small business, and people are making it harder and harder. So the thing is, and you don't have giant teams of lawyers and everything fighting for you to get certain kinds
of
breaks. So you've got to do everything you can. You've got to have your brand, which is your brand is the difference that makes the difference between you and all your competitors. Whether it's in your town, whether it's in your region, whether in your business, you've got to have that one difference that sets you apart. And so some small business people get nervous because they think, how can I find those big principles? The fact is those principles are easier than ever to use than they've ever been before, and they're just literally the big brand principles, and they're simple. The people think it's complicated. No, it's the opposite. It's actually simpler to brand like the Mad Men guys used to do, who created the great thing. It's simpler if you know the principles.
Well, let me ask you this question about how to focus. So one of the points that I've been making is that Amazon can sell you 143 back scratchers. I counted them. But they can't scratch one back. And there's not everybody, but some people, before they buy a back scratcher, they want you to show them how to scratch their back with it. And John Nesbitt called that high touch. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. Not for every transaction, not for every customer.
Mm-hmm.
But if small business owners, in my opinion, they need to take what you're talking about and focus that branding commitment that you're talking about, focus that on the part about Main Street that's unique, and that's the high touch, our special sauce. What do you think?
Well, that's a huge part of it. So one thing they need to do, though, is find an idea that makes them different. And I'll give you a small example. I mean, in a small town, there's 20 different plumbers, but one guy decides that he's going to be the one that you always know is the on-time plumber. Now, it's a simple little thing, but he decided he was the on-time plumber. This is in my town. And he put on his truck, I'm the on-time plumber. Now, whether he was a good plumber or not, he was the on-time plumber. Now, that one idea, he put it on his trucks, he put it in his advertisements, and people start to remember it. So you need to have an idea of a difference that solves a problem, solves somebody's problem, or gives them something else that they want. But then you have to put it, that's where those microscripts come in. You've got to come in and have a one little phrase that people can remember. That's what the great brands did. They gave you a tagline that said, it melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
My consulting company, my tagline was, I'm a vice president you can rent.
That's one of the best ones of all time. But see, you see all the bad bank advertising. Banks are terrible at this.
Right.
They'll have a I just saw one called, the future of possible. How about that? The future of, what does that mean?
I don't know.
It means nothing. But then there's another bank I happen to like a lot called TD Bank. Now, TD Bank came out with an actual difference. They said, we're America's most convenient bank. Only because they know that people come in and they hate standing in long lines and they hate waiting forever and they hate not answering the phone. And they hate that the bank always closes when they show up.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, if we can differentiate on that one thing, and stand for that, not only will it attract customers, but it also says a lot of other good
things
about it.
There's a sandwich shop out there called Jimmy John's, and their tagline is freaky fast.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Freaky
fast. If you order a sandwich from them, hang the phone up and walk and go open the door because they're walking in.
Isn't that amazing? But you see, now look at Jimmy John's. Now you think of people say, oh, there's so many people, I can't just differentiate my business. I mean, how many sandwich shops in the world are there? How many new sandwich shops are there? And yet one person comes in with an idea and a microscript. What do you say, freaky fast? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And a microscript like that, and boom, all of a sudden they're differentiated.
If I were next to them, my tagline would be, 2 minutes longer, but better.
hey, don't laugh.
Will you wait 2 minutes for better food? Something
that's
like that.
You see, the point is you look at the hole in the marketplace and you exploit or you basically take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what – but you see, when you know those techniques, those are the big brand techniques that the great brands did for Madison.
So where is this? I need to know where the podcast is going to be online. Where is it?
Well, the podcast, like all podcasts, because we're just but you,
I need
you just
a,
go
I need
on
an
Apple,
address,
you go
quickly.
On the
What's
Apple
the
store. Oh, don't, you know, just you know, we don't have the address yet.
Okay,
because it's the brand.
But
it'll be the Brand Brothers.
Tell
but
the audience who your first guest
Brothers.
Is going to be.
Gee, it's going to be. I know his first name is Jim. I don't know what the
he said he actually said this, folks. Then they're going to have some important people on. Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Yeah.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.